I saw a great movie entitled The Perfect Storm, which is based on a true story of a series of very severe weather patterns, all coming together at the same time. In other words, it was a story about what would happen if everything could go wrong in the weather at once. In many ways, the year 2000 marked the beginning of the coming perfect financial storm. The following are some of the changes that will help fuel the perfect storm. Change number one, millions left destitute in old age. The World War II generation had secure jobs, secure retirements, and medical care in old age. Beginning with the baby boomers, that all changed. By 2025, we will have millions of baby boomers who will be entering their 80s and out of money, nearly out of time, and needing the most medical care of their lives. Without government programs such as Social Security and Medicare, which will probably be financially bankrupt, an aged and poor population will be a financial challenge for the generations following the baby boomers. Change number two, medical care will get even more expensive. Change number three, terrorism will increase. Terrorism will increase because terrorism is cheap. You do not need multi-trillion-dollar armed forces to be a terrorist. Columbine High School, the anthrax letters, urban gangs, and of course Bin Laden have proven that concept. Terrorism is on the rise all over the world, and because terrorism feeds on people's fear, the media broadcast it over and over again. Terrorism is effective even if nothing happens. Just the fear of terrorism can be as effective as the act itself. Every time I hear a political leader warn that the threat of terrorism is high, the terrorists have won. They win because they have a politician doing their work for them. Terrorism is cheap, and it will only spread. Increased terrorism will mean that many businesses, such as shopping centers and restaurants, high school sporting events, churches, and office buildings will be adversely affected, just as any business associated with the airlines has been affected. Change number four. Japan, currently the world's second largest economy, is on the brink of financial collapse and depression. Many of us remember when, just a few years ago, Japan's economy was the shining star of the world. Suddenly, almost overnight, everything changed. We can all learn some lessons from Japan's sudden fall as a global economic powerhouse. Some of the lessons are: A. Japan's counterpart to our baby boom generation hit retirement age in the late 1980s, early 1990s. America's baby boomers will become aged in 2010. What effect will an aging American population have on our economy? Will it be similar to Japan's? B. Japan's aged population has maintained control of the country. In 2010, who will control the U.S.? If aging baby boomers still run the country after retirement, there will be laws passed to increase taxes to take care of their needs. If taxes are raised for the younger generation, the economy of America will probably go down faster, since businesses move to countries where the tax laws are favorable to businesses, not old people. C. Japan is an old economic culture resistant to change. Most Americans do not have thousands of years of cultural traditions to contend with, as the Japanese do. Nevertheless, we can learn from the lessons of being slow to change and adapt to a changing world. D. The Japanese are well-educated, hard-working, are a tight-knit group, religious, and have a very high savings rate. Yet even with those virtues, the country is still heading for a depression. Why? As a fourth-generation Japanese-American, and being familiar with both cultures, I can offer one difference we can all learn from. In the Japanese culture, there is a high need to save face. Shame is a disgrace. Shame combined with failure is a reason for harakiri, or suicide. In the Japanese culture, death is more desirable than disgrace.